South Africa's youth, a crucial demographic in the upcoming elections, hold significantly less optimism about their country's future. Out of over 1,000 South African individuals aged 18 to 14, only 16% expressed feelings of optimism or excitement about their future. The majority of respondents cited concerns about government corruption, unemployment, and the presence of undocumented migrants as a reason for their pessimism. Now, joining us on the line, we have Yanga Molotana, Project Manager for Project Vote at the Emerging Scholars Initiative Press at the University of Pretoria. Yanga, very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Very good morning, and good morning as well to the listeners.
When we talk about the youth vote, I mean, for the understanding of our listeners, which kind of age category are we looking at?
Oftentimes, the category that's looked at technically on paper is the demographic of 18 to 35. Although nationally, the government recognizes people from the ages of 15 to 35 as being part of the youth. But I think more so when we're discussing about the discontentment that young people have in South Africa, it's usually the demographic of 18 to 29 that is often eligible to vote but chooses not to register to vote in the first place.
Why are they disengaging the youth? Is it because of some of the reasons I mentioned in my introduction that they have cited in a survey, or is it that they just have different priorities in life?
I think it's a plethora of reasons, and I absolutely agree with some of the ones that you had listed. Although there's some studies on perhaps why this is the case. The first is, it's not unique to South Africa's democracy to have the young population not be the highly registered demographic when it comes to elections. It's a phenomenon that a lot of democracies worldwide kind of face, where young people don't necessarily participate in the electoral process too often. But it's particularly concerning for South Africa, considering the fact that our population is made up primarily of young people. So you would expect that demographic to be higher than other democracies, let's say, and yet it's still at the same level. But on a more academic note, I think South Africa's youth is going through the phenomenon of what we call waithood. And waithood is this feeling that young people have where, if I don't have any ability to economically participate in the country, and we know that's the case in South Africa, right, with unemployment affecting 80% of young people, if I can't participate economically, it's very difficult for me to then take the next step of participating socially. And part of social participation is being part of the electoral process and choosing to vote. And often that's the trend you'll see on how almost everybody votes. Usually people who are employed and have the ability to participate economically have a very strong relationship with how they socially engage with society, with democracy, with the government. And that gap is missing with young people. And I'm afraid it's going to continue being like that unless there's a flip in the mindset of, let me participate socially first so that this issue and this frustration that I have with my economic burden can be elevated. But I think that switch hasn't quite happened yet with our young people.
What are some of the initiatives that have proven effective in mobilizing and activating young voters?
I think the civil society in South Africa has played a significant role and continues to play a very important role in providing platforms for young people to be able to express their frustrations, for them to be able to express their standings with the democracy. I think particularly there's so many new young people-led initiatives. I'm thinking of one that comes to mind right now called So We Vote, which is a Gen Z-led initiative that encourages democratic participation, but also encourages the engagement of democratic participation for young people to not just be about protests, for example, or to only participate when it comes to, you know, articulating themselves in other forms of democratic participation, but also to prioritize the electoral process, because really that's where the power is. And I think civil society in South Africa has played that role significantly well, and often at times I think it's burdened to play that role, because it shouldn't just be civil society. If we have a representative democracy that has political parties, parties should be encouraging youth wings to be there. And there's a trend in South Africa where a lot of youth wings are dwindling at the moment, which is something that's very concerning. And so I think civil society and civic participation has played a fantastic role in not only voter education, but also civic education when it comes to democratic rights and the importance of highlighting to young people the electoral system, but also giving them a voice to say, we're here to listen to you. And we understand that you're not a monolith. You're all different and you have layered problems, you know.
Now, when you look at the campaigns of various political parties, do you get the impression there are some political parties that have understood how to captivate the youth voter or the younger voter?
I think a lot of the rising players, right, of the emerging new political parties that have come on the scene have attempted to poke at saying that we're here to listen to young people. I think of the major players, the EFF has been at the forefront of establishing their ideas on youth, right? Majority of the founders of the EFF were the breakaways of the ANC Youth League at the time that the party was founded. And party card carrying members within the EFF are a relatively young people. So I think they had established that quite earlier on when the party was established and have kind of continued to try to tap into that market. And I also then think that some of the newer players that are on the scene, such as Action SA, such as Rise and Zanzi, are also attempting to tap into targeting young people. The only issue perhaps, or the critique that could be raised against all the parties that are attempting to target young people, is them having to be aware of the fact that they should not be treating young people as a monolith. Someone's experience who's 18 years old is vastly different from someone's experience who's 29 years old, and they're still underneath the category of youth. And so I think that the messaging is assuming the experiences often of the 18 to 29 is pretty much the same. And perhaps that's something that the parties can reflect on a little bit closer to the elections, on how the messaging can be articulated on retargeting both the 18-year-olds and the 29-year-olds, and we understand that their problems are different.
All right, thank you so much for your time and for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a good day.
You too.